Yo, what's up everybody? John here for another podcast. I'm on my way to Publix right now to get some pasta because I found out that we're all out and that's no bueno. So, something I'm on a mission for right now. What I want to talk to you guys about right now is being the buyer and not the seller. Okay, so this is a mindset. This is a frame of mind. That I want you to carry through everything you do in life, all right? You're the buyer, you're never the seller, okay? So, even when you're the seller, you're still the buyer. You're buying who's gonna be the buyer for what you're selling, right? So, it's a mindset, and it's a mindset that primes you for abundance and primes you for the better choices, right? So it's a mindset that stops you and sends up red flags whenever it senses that a decision you're going to make is going to lead you towards being a seller, right? A seller is when you are stuck. A seller is when you have no choice. You have to let go for money. You have to let go for whatever reason. You're desperate, you're motivated to get rid of whatever you have, or you're desperate to get whatever you little bit can get, right? So you'll just grab onto whatever little crumbs are left over, you know? That's not the mindset that you want to carry, right? So now, how can I use an example? Well, let's say you're at the, let's say you're trying to find an investor, right? And let's say you need money, okay? So let's say you need money for an investment, a deal that you have, whatever it may be, a company you want to start, something like that. And you're looking for investors. Well, you need to be coming from the mindset of, I'm a buyer. I'm not a seller. I'm not trying to sell my idea to an investor. I'm trying to have an investor sell me on why I need their money, on why their money is the right money and not another investor, right? So when someone says, well, you know, what's so great about your investment and things like that, and they're trying to qualify you. That's all great and everything, but then you need to be asking the potential investor, you know, what qualifies you to invest with me? What qualifies you to have your money in this deal? You know, what kind of investment am I going to be getting from you besides the money? You know, what kind of person am I going to have as a partner in my deal, right? And this will also help and add credibility to you and make you seem like you know what you're doing. Because someone who is just desperate and just wants anybody's money just to get the party started, get the deal going, you know, that I would be taken a little aback by someone like that. You know, I would be nervous if I was the investor and this was the person who was I was dealing with. Now, if the person is asking me if I'm qualified for the deal for them, well, then I would be like, ho, 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 come on. I got all these deals going on. I know what's going on. You know, I know about this business. This is not my first rodeo. You know, all of a sudden, I'm qualifying to them, you know. But I mean, I'm the buyer, not the seller, so I would never be qualified to them. But other people, you know what I'm saying? So it's just a mindset. And this mindset is going to allow you to go much, much further, right, than being the seller. So if you are the seller, I urge you to become a buyer. Even if you don't have any money, you can still be the buyer, as I just so explained. All right, guys, thank you for listening. This was an interesting concept. I hope it made sense. It might not have made sense, but who knows? Anyways, Thank you for listening. Stay healthy.
Stay wealthy. Stay loving. Peace.